Hi, I'm Wes Dyer, a developer on the Reactive Extensions for .NET, RX. Today I'll be giving you a code-focused introduction to RX. We'll develop drag and drop from scratch. To begin, open Visual Studio. I'm using 2008, but you could use 2010 instead. Next, create a WPF application. You could use Silverlight or Windows Forms. We need to create three controls. First, a canvas. Second, a text block, and third, an image. The rest of the time will be spent in the code. To use RX, we first need to add a reference to System Reactive and System CoreX. Once we've done this, we can use the reactive operators found in Observable. The simplest observable sequence is the singleton sequence. It contains a value, in this case 42, followed by a completed message. We can assign this to a variable. Notice that X's has type iObservable of int because the value it contains is of type int. We can subscribe to X's and pass in an observer. However, always creating an observer for each subscription becomes a little cumbersome. Instead, we can use a value handler and a completion handler, a value handler and an exception handler, or perhaps all three. Today we'll just be using value handlers. This is very similar to for each with enumerables. With for each value is pulled out of X's and then the user code is run. However, with observables, each value in X's is pushed to the value handler where the user code is run. By default, RX sends messages to the value handler on the reactive event loop. In WPF, we want these messages to be sent on the dispatcher instead. We can change this by setting the observable context to use the dispatcher's synchronization context. When we run this code, we see that the text block has value 42. A more interesting observable is a timer that fires on an interval. When we run this, we see that it has value 0 after 1 second, another second occurs, then 1, and 2, and so on. To prepend a value on in an observable sequence, we can use the operator startWith. Notice that it now begins with -1 and then proceeds as before. Often we want to use an existing .NET event as an observable. To convert an event to an observable, use the from event operator. For example, we can convert the Windows mouse down event to an observable. We must specify the type of event args, where the event is found, and the name of the event. This overload uses reflection. However, there are others that do not. We can now specify a new observable that listens to X's until a mouse down occurs on the window. If we subscribe to this, we see that the timer happens as before until I click the mouse down. We can listen to other events in a similar fashion. For example, mouse up and mouse move. We can create a new observable that listens to the sequence of mouse positions, starting with when the mouse goes down, and then listening to all positions in mouse moves, starting with where the mouse went down, until the mouse goes up. When we subscribe to this, We see that nothing happens until I click the mouse down, and then I get the sequence of mouse positions until I let go. I can do it again, and so on. Right now, this expression represents the sequence of mouse positions. Instead, we want it to represent the sequence of mouse deltas. To do this, we must first name the expression. MM is equal to this expression. We can then zip the expression with itself, where the right source skips the first value. We can name the left source the previous, the right source the current. The delta is then the difference between the current and the previous. We no longer have a sequence of positions, rather we have a sequence of deltas. Instead of modifying the text block, we'll now change the position of the image. When we run this, we see that I can now click on the image and drag it around. I hope you've enjoyed developing drag and drop together. Have fun using RX.